You know what else I see? I see a shortstop, Clint Barmas. Let's just switch him out. Bavacqua.
Yeah, I'll get up.
Can you excuse
for
us for just a moment?
I was a third baseman. So
yeah,
yeah,
there you
left
go.
Left side of the infield.
I understand that part.
We're going to swap it out.
Hey. I love the shortstops, too.
Clint Barmas, Padres shortstop, is joining us. And first of all, you've obviously played many games here at Petco Park. Thanks for stopping by, Clint. You've played many games here as a visiting player, getting ready for your first game in a Padre uniform at Petco Park. This should be fun today.
Very excited.
Welcome to San Diego. Obviously, spring training in Los Angeles, and now here. This is the real deal now, these last few days.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get much better than this.
Yeah, we talked about it before, about the opportunity this ball club really has. You do maybe something special. We don't know yet. Jury's still out. But, you know, all of a sudden you're on a ball club, Clint, that has all the pieces to make something happen this year.
I don't see how it can't be something special this year with the pieces that AJ's brought in and the group, the talent we have in the clubhouse right now. So it's definitely going to be exciting. And, very excited to get opening day here at home excited to see the turnout and the fans come and support, and it's gonna be electric.
You know, and Jesse asked a question, Kurt and I, about opening day, and the jitters and the adrenaline that all even veteran players have, and it had to be the same thing for you, and that especially up in LA that first game.
Oh, for sure, yeah, it's there every year, and opening day is definitely special, and just the electricity of the crowd and the fans and starting baseball, especially at home. But yeah, in LA, yeah. It was exciting.
I mean, even like here, during the national anthem, it's hard to stand still.
It is.
I mean, you're so fired up and your adrenaline is flowing. It's hard to stand still, Jesse.
Makes a lot of sense.
It really is.
Clint's off to a really nice start at the plate, 3-for-7 with a double. Obviously, we knew you were coming with a slick defense, and we've seen that as well. This might be a tough question, but have we learned anything about this team in the first 3 days of the season that maybe you can't learn during spring training, or is the process just sort of always ongoing here?
Look at yesterday's game, I think it said a lot for the team and for the group that we never really gave up, no matter the situation of the game. Guys kept going up there and grinding through at bats and trying to get something started, that's going to be huge for this club is show up every day and go out there and expect to win and battle and never give in until that last out's made.
And you never know. I think a little bit of, first 2 days really good with runners in scoring position as a ball club. Only like 1-for-7 or 1-for-8 yesterday, but, some long balls. And they're going to factor in, and that'll affect that as well. But I'll tell you what, 4 runs, 11 hits, you're going to win a lot of ball games.
Oh, yeah, for sure, with the stuff we're throwing out there.
I mean, the runs we gave up is going to be kind of rare. Going to start getting stingy. They'll get it together, and when they do, all they have to do is exactly what they're doing. The one thing I'm really kind of surprised is Derek Norris, the speed he's got in the two-hole.
There you go.
Where'd that come from?
Hey, I don't know.
Where's that all
he
about?
Can get down the line now.
I didn't see that in spring training. Did you?
I don't think I saw that either. But
hey, last spring training game against Milwaukee, routine ground ball to short, I think, and he beat it out. And I remember being like, whoa, wait, just what was that? And it's not just a speed thing, right, Clint? I mean, it's a hustle thing. Like, these guys are all faster than we probably think they are. Let's be real, professional athletes here. But you think catcher, and he's a bigger dude, obviously. He's a pretty sturdy guy. You don't think – but it's not just the speed. It's kind of the want to, right? I mean, that's got to be part of it in those situations.
I definitely think that's a big part of it. But, he's got some talent. He's got some speed back there.
Yeah, I was so impressed, man. I like that. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
Clint Barmas is here. Is the getting to know stuff still going? I mean, spring training is really good for that, obviously, just sort of the nature of it and the clubhouse there. But now it's smaller and it's more intimate. So is that process still ongoing at this point for this team, you think?
It may be ongoing, through most of the season. But for the most part, I think everybody's gotten to know each other pretty well, and it seems to be coming together really well. So
yeah, you get that last second, all of a sudden they make another trade. Great, Kimbrel comes over, another piece added, which we're glad to have him, but still, another guy that you got to acclimate, to the whole 25-man roster and get him to be part of that family.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be too hard to have him fit in and mix in pretty well with this group.
Whoa, yeah.
You enjoy watching him the other
night?
Oh,
man, yeah, it was exciting.
Yeah, I mean, great.
Yeah, it's never fun being on that other side. So having him on,
you've been there too. Huh?
Yeah.
it's something special to watch. Your role here, we kind of had a sense of going into the season, going to be splitting some time with Alexi at shortstop. You know, we've seen the two of you guys both start. We've seen you both come off the bench. Are you comfortable with this situation? I mean, it's one thing that's said all the time. It's not easy to just come off the bench and, you know, play. But well, you had two hits the other night, right? Coming, you know, after you didn't start the game, you seem pretty comfortable with the whole thing.
Yeah, I think last year, kind of getting a feel for it last year was huge. And you know, trying to piece together and find ways of being ready every day if I'm not in the starting lineup. So I think that was a great experience for me, especially coming into this year.
What are some of the things you can do? You know, I mean, we hear guys talk about going into the tunnel, the cages, whatever it is, to sort of stay loose and be ready whenever you need it.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to have the cage. Pretty much mostly everywhere we go, we'll have a visiting side, a visiting cage that you can get loose in, you know, get to the weight room, start up, you know, depending on the situation of the game and how the flow of the game's going. You got to kind of get a read on when you need to start getting ready, and you just time it. Usually it's around the fourth or fifth.
Yeah, and typically anybody's pretty good about letting you know when you're starting, you know, so you're not coming into the clubhouse, you know, at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the afternoon and finding out you're in the line.
Exactly.
Night before.
Makes a lot of sense.
That's huge too. But, yeah. I mean, for the most part, coming to the ballpark and preparing and being ready to play or to be
definitely
to
because get in that lefty righty situation with you and Amarista, mm-hmm. honestly, and Buddy likes that, mm-hmm. and he's gonna use that and take advantage of it when he can.
Yeah. I'm very very happy with it and excited for this year.
So far, so good, man. You keep hitting .429. It's gonna be a fun season.
Yeah.
Clint Barmas, 3 for his first 7 in a Padre uniform. Always great to catch up with you, man. Thanks for coming by and have fun out there. This afternoon with the Giants.
Have a great
Thanks
day.
For having me, guys.
Our pleasure. That is Clint Barmas, one of the new Padres. Answer to a great trivia question, too. The first acquisition in this offseason.
That's right.
For A.J.
Early
Prelin.
December.
Great trivia question there. New this season at Petco Park, you can check out The Landing, presented by Cabo Wabo. This private 300-person patio deck at the top of the newly renovated left field seating area overlooks the field and includes food and beverage. To reserve this new space for your group, contact group sales at Padres.com, group sales at Padres.com, or call 619-795-5010. It's The Landing, presented by Cabo Wabo. Big thanks to Clint Barmas for stopping by. More with Kurt Bavacqua right after this on Padres Social Hour, presented by United Airlines.